A graduation party turned deadly outside Phoenix, Arizona. That standoff in Mesa is now over. But here's what happened. Police say a man got into a fight and shot and killed two adults. Five others were injured, including a 10-year-old and a police officer. After holding police in a standoff, the man eventually gave himself up. A mother in Portland, Oregon, is facing some serious charges this morning. Police say she threw her two children into a river, killing one of them. Witnesses apparently heard the children's screams before daybreak Saturday morning and called police. The body of the woman's 4-year-old son was pulled from the river about an hour later. Her 7-year-old daughter was rescued. She is in serious condition. The community is in shock.
It's basically complete shock.
My heart still sinks because of the children. I don't think a mother would do that. That's really out of character, especially being a mom myself.
Police say they found the suspect, Amanda Jo Stott Smith, in a parking garage in downtown Portland. They have charged her with murder and attempted aggravated murder.
We turn to a British tabloid now. When you say that, you don't know what's coming next.
Well, you know it's going to be salacious, and this one is.
Pretty salacious stuff here. $1,500, they say, is all it took to get an undercover reporter past security at Britain's Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, usually you have to show a photo ID. And here's the hidden camera video of the security breach at the Queen's London residence. It happened in the Royal Garage. London's News of the World says it happened there. The reporter paid off a royal chauffeur, apparently, got a tour of the royal fleet, and even sat inside one of the Queen's cars. Can you imagine that? Uh-oh. Buckingham Palace, as you might imagine, is investigating.
Yeah, I wonder, you can't do that. I can't get into the presidential limo with $1,500.
No, you can't.
Here, can I? No.
A little different across the pond,
a little different.
Apparently.
Some workers got trapped in their store because of bees. They were scared to leave the place. Take a look at this. This was a store in New York. Thousands of bees apparently stormed the place. And you see them out there. They're scared to come out. See the sign? Temporary closed due to bee infestation.
Where did this happen? It happened in upstate New York?
No, this was in Union Square, I believe it was.
It was?
Yes.
In New York City.
In New York City.
You know, those bees actually might get me to leave the store.
But they were trapped there. A passerby, a good Samaritan, tried to help out there. And they finally got a bee expert who lured all these bees away.
Ah, the hives. The hives will be moved to upstate New York.
The hives are going to be moved, yes. So
exactly where they belong. Yikes, a scare.